Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is already the 25th of January. Next week on this day, I'll be saying it's like February 2nd. Can you believe it? It's just going along. But such a great, great time. We got at least cold weather in California. And cold, you know, when you wake up, it's in the 40s, like in my morning walk. So it's been kind of enjoyable just because it's different. And I know that's not that cold, but it's cold if you're used to 70. But it does go up to 70 in the daytime. So it's weird. You get really warm and you're really cold. But either way, I have two dreams today. One is the rest of a dream from last week that I was asked to read. I stopped. It was so long. I was afraid I couldn't answer it on air. So I'll read the rest of it. And it's the dream about the girl who was pregnant or who dreamed she was pregnant. And I don't know if you remember the gamut of feelings she had. She had everything from, you know, I'm happy I'm pregnant, to I could never hurt the baby, to what if I aborted the baby? What if I aborted the baby myself? Her dream was just like all over the map. And since she had that dream and we talked about it on air, she started finding all these things about pregnancy. Probably she's getting ready in the bigger picture. And, you know, everybody who never thinks they could have a baby, they have a baby. It's just one of those little miracles in life. And you realize you can, and that's a miracle. And having the actual baby and seeing the child and realizing that child came from you, it takes all a while to get used to. And there are so many books I read on pregnancy before I had my kids, knowing, you know, okay, I want to get pregnant. But once I got pregnant, then I was really reading stuff. And they were saying that it takes a baby, once it comes out of the womb and it is a part of your life, it is your child, it takes the baby one full month to get acclimated to being out of the womb. That's why they sleep so much. You wrap them up tightly and they basically eat, sleep, and poop all day long. That's pretty much all they need to do. But for a mother to acclimate to being a mother and not a first responder where she's just taking care of this, taking care of that, for a mother to be a mother, it takes a year, a whole year. Even though she's carried the baby for 9 months, carrying a baby and having a baby are two different stories, because carrying the baby is an entire experience that your body's reacting to hormones and, you know, you don't feel so great all the time. It's a difficult period of time for some. Some people just, they can have 10 kids and not feel a thing. And for others, they're throwing up, they're nauseated. Their body, you know, has a hard time with all those changes. So it just depends on who you are, but you don't actually see the baby. It's almost like in an abstract. But then you have the baby. It still takes you a whole nother year to acclimate, to really feel like, wow, I got this. Oh my gosh, I'm a mom. And to really see yourself in that role with the first child. So it's very interesting. So she asked if I would read the rest of the dream. So I'm going to read the part where I left off. And it was a part where I guess Christ had asked her a question and I had stopped right there. So here it is. It said, while waking up, I think I dreamed that Christ asked me why I let this happen, if I could foresee it, meaning having the pregnancy, that I'd have to go through this fear and might have my womb split open. Then, as I was waking up and could still see my dream image of his face, I started realizing that it had only been a dream as I was about to wake up. Then I thought that I might not be pregnant even then, as the whole dream wasn't real either. This was such a relief. That's how real the pregnancy part had felt. But then it started becoming clear that I wasn't, but the part with me was a question in the sense that it was very real. Our dreams, the more real they are, the more real they feel, the more they get our attention. And we tend to like really believe those dreams. because it kind of crosses over in our mind from dream that you might not remember or might not know or might not feel to a dream you're never going to forget. Having that span, I don't know how many times you guys have woken up from dreams, and there are some dreams that are just literally meant to be a dream. They escape, they release some of your feelings, and while you're dreaming it, you feel like you will never, ever, ever forget that dream. And as soon as your eyes open, you couldn't remember that dream for your life. You just couldn't remember it. And you're like, how? It was so real. I felt it. I remember I felt it. And you could still feel it. You know, you felt good or scared or something because of it. But you cannot remember the dream. You just weren't meant to remember it. And then maybe a day or two later, you'll get a glimpse. And you go, oh, wait a minute. That was part of my dream. Oh, that's what I dreamed of. Once in a while, not all the time. But when you get a dream like this that's so real, and I know this is a phenomenon, so it's happened to all of us at some point, and if it didn't, we just probably can't remember or just didn't have enough to remember it from in the dream. But when you start to realize, oh, wait a minute, that didn't really happen. I'm dreaming. It's like you're just in between the worlds of dreaming and reality. Well, this reality. Start thinking, God, and then you realize how relieved you are that whatever it is you just dreamed happened wasn't there. And it also tells you how you really feel about something. Sometimes our fears are so deep-seated that they come out and they like freak out to every degree and every direction in our dreams. In your case, it was pregnancy. That's an easy one to freak out on because nobody really talks about pregnancy. What they do is they see you pregnant and then, you know, time goes by really fast for everyone else and before you know it, you're having the baby. But every month is a whole nother story when it's your body going through it because your body's changing. Now you have someone in there and they're moving and they're doing their own thing. And you also start to let go of a sense of control because this is happening with or without you. And it gives you a bigger picture of the fact that you are just a part of life. Now somebody's going to be like listening to you, but they're also going to want their own life that you really can't predict who you're going to have. You don't know if you're going to have a girl or a boy. Now they could see and tell you, but not right away. You're pretty much left in the dark for a while. And before you show is when you get the hormones, and that's when, you know, you feel like you want to throw up or you feel like you just need to sleep. That's one big sign is you're just awake. And, you know, for someone who normally doesn't take a nap or they're sitting at work and they have this insatiable need to just fall asleep in the beginning, but it's because your body's using all its energy to begin to develop the fetus. And it takes a lot. I mean, think, from your body comes the, you know, deriving the energy from it and the bones and, you know, getting this whole human ready. It's a huge deal. I'm surprised we don't celebrate pregnancy more. We've become pretty complacent about it. But it truly is something to celebrate. And I believe that women, when they find out they are pregnant, they should only work. And I'm not saying this because women or men should be treated differently. But if they have a job where they're standing on their feet, they should only work half a day. They shouldn't be allowed to work more than 4 or 5 hours a day. Because most women who do swell. And when you swell, once you swell, the swelling doesn't usually go away very easily. Because I remember I was running like a nut, and I wear like a size 7.5 or 8 shoe, and I was wearing a 9.5 to 10 shoe, if you could imagine my feet with the second one, because now I had the first one. But you need to get off of them if you start feeling like that's happening, because once it happens, it doesn't go away until a little bit after you have the baby. So when you think that you start to realize and you want to know, the question part was in the sense that it was very real. Yeah, they're very real. This had to get your attention. You have to sort out your feelings. And I'm going to throw a wild card in there. You may have dreamed about being pregnant, and you are a woman, so it's very likely that that's your dream. But it's also when people dream they are pregnant, because I did have a man who dreamed he was, believed that in his dream he was the first man. And I said, no, there was actually kind of a first man. It was a woman who had a sex change, became a man, but also got pregnant. So I think they counted that as like, you know, maybe as a trendy thing. But as far as a man who biologically came as a man and had a child, that has not happened yet. However, he dreamed he was. But it was because he was embarking on a big new part of his own life. And to him, it was as a rebirth for him. And so, you know, just dreaming about pregnancy can also mean other things, like you going in a completely different direction, because pregnancy signifies a complete about face. There isn't a turning back. There isn't a changing your mind. I know now we have options, and abortions are available, and, you know, different ways to stop a pregnancy, but they're not as common as you would think. It's just not as common. I still know people who've, you know, their children have had the children, and the parents raised the children as their own because the girls were still young and in high school in where my kids grew up twice. So, you know, things aren't as cut and dry. Having an abortion isn't a good or bad thing, but when somebody's really young like that, the parents, the ones that we've known, did not opt for that solution. Because what were they teaching their daughter in their mind based on what they believed? So everybody has a complete, definite reaction to pregnancy. So when you think, you know, I think I dreamed that Christ asked me why I let this happen if I could not foresee it. And now that's part of the way we feel about being judged for feelings we have. But, you know, no one can foresee pregnancy. In my second pregnancy, I didn't even know I was pregnant for 3.5 months, or 4 almost by the time I found out. My first one, I knew before you could know. I just knew. I was trying. With the second one, I wasn't trying. I was still breastfeeding my daughter. And when you breastfeed, a lot of times people get pregnant in that time because your body hasn't even, you know, completely readjusted back. And here I was. I was pregnant and breastfeeding, didn't know. So I was really depleted. And I knew because my mom came to visit me. And when she saw me, she said, "You don't look right." And I'm like, "Why?" And she's like, I don't know. But you need to stop breastfeeding your daughter. She's too old to be breastfed now. And I said, "Well, she doesn't drink a bottle, so she keeps chasing me." And she's like, "Well, she'll be fine, but we have to take care of you." And the reason I didn't look right is because I was pregnant and depleting by feeding another child. So it just, you know, it happens when you get pregnant that close. So it was good that she came and good that she visited, because people who are or were pregnant will know more about pregnancy than anyone else, you know, obviously. And yet their experience may have been completely different than yours. That's something I found out. Because people told me horror stories about delivery, and when I delivered, I did not have horror stories. I actually weirdly enjoyed it, and I couldn't wait to see the baby. So whatever it was that people tried to tell me, I'd be like, la, 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 la. Then I put my hand up just like, don't let me hear you. I don't want to know. And, you know, when you take the Lamaze classes, even though I didn't have my first naturally, I took the epidural, and with my second, there wasn't time to take the epidural. He just came pretty fast. But all I remember after having number two was, oh, my God, somebody get me a salami sandwich. Just get me a salami sandwich. And that's all I could ask for. But it was, you know, they were great experiences. So you never know. Your womb will not be split open. I know you have a fear of that in your dream. But the good news is that this prepared you for whatever fear you had exited through this dream. And that's why sometimes we remember them. When the fears are that deep and we start to get older, where it's a vital possibility that you may be one of those people in our world who do get pregnant, that, you know, get this stuff out of the way. Because then when you do get pregnant, if you do get pregnant, you will have already dealt with this. And you dealt with a lot. This was a long dream. It felt really real to the point where, you know, it kept coming up in books and you just see it everywhere afterwards. It was like your antenna could only see that. But that's good, because you also got rid of fear of anything else. Because when you release fear about one thing, what happens? You're like, oh, I thought I was pregnant and they were going to split my womb open, or my womb was going to split open, or whatever you're thinking, and I'm fine. So I think I'll be okay here. And I always said that, you know, if you ever want to hire a good manager, hire a new mother if she wants to go back to work. Because you become, like, so efficient, you don't even know what hit you. And it's only because you become a first responder. Just like this dream, you were first responding the whole time. Oh, wait a minute, I'm pregnant. Now what? Oh, I could do this, I could do that. And, you know, your brain just goes on high. It goes super fast, your super speed. And then as you're waking up and you realize that, you know what, wait, am I dreaming? Did this really happen? Oh, wait, oh my God, I just woke up and everything's normal again. That's a great introduction to your biggest fears. And it also shows you how easy fears can go away. Whatever you think about something is pretty much what you're going to get. If you think you're going to have a bad day, have fun, because you're probably paving the way. But also, if you think you're going to have a good day. I remember yesterday when I woke up, and, you know, once in a while you wake up, you have a lot to do, a lot ahead of you, a lot of stress, a lot of pressure. And before the show started, I said to myself, I'm going to have the best Wednesday ever. And then I said, well, you know, I could make this the best Wednesday ever. And as the day progressed, I was really feeling so stressed because I had so much to do, and I was realizing, how am I going to do it all? And it was bothering me. And what happened, I started to feel anxiety, but then I had two appointments like at 5:30, and then I had another one at 7:30, which is late for me, but I had them. And so I knew, okay, I have to do these appointments. I have to finish this by then. And when I come back, I won't be able to because I fall asleep. And I was like going through all of this in my head. And I did everything. And I thought, God, it was good I had the appointments. It pulled me out of my head. And then when I was sleeping, I woke up in the middle of the night. And I go, wow, I don't feel that feeling anymore. I don't feel that feeling of, I expected to feel it. And it was gone, and I woke up and I realized it, and it was about 2:00 in the morning. Well, when I woke up, the building I live in, it had this, it shook, but it wasn't like from a big truck or from a plane or whatever usually shakes the building, but it went sideways. It went north and south. And I thought, what the heck was that? That was an earthquake. So then I wake up, because now I know I'm not dreaming. I wake up and I asked, was there an earthquake today? And we had just had an earthquake at 2:06 in the morning. I can't remember where it was centered. I don't know the name of the town. I saw it. It started with the T. I thought it was Temecula, but it wasn't. It was a town I didn't hear about, but I felt it in Pasadena. And it felt like somebody, when you feel an earthquake, it's a craziest sensation ever. But it just like, it's like something that doesn't fit somewhere, but you're trying to put it in there, how that feels. That's what it sounds like, if you could imagine a sound to it, almost like a squeak to it. And that happened in the corner part of my bedroom. I felt that the walls did that, like, hey, what's moving me? Like, I'm not supposed to move, you know, and that happened last night, and I knew I wasn't dreaming, so I thought, oh, but I still wasn't scared, like, to go back to sleep or anything. I knew that everything was okay. You just feel that. So anyway, thank you for asking me to read the rest of your dream. pregnant or not, whatever fears, whatever you had in you, bye-bye, it's over. So I have another dream, and this one's from Susan. And she said, last night I had a dream. I was taught how we first learn, by touching. And when we touch with our own hands as unborn in the water, it is all very unique to us. Then we touch ourselves outside the womb. We realize our bodies inside, outside on a very basic level. Then when we touch other things, we start to compare. I was told in my dream, how would you know what a dent is if you never felt it before? It was a very complex dream. What do you think? We are sensory people. We have our senses, right? We can feel, we can touch, we can see, we can hear. We have every single way we can learn to learn. And one of them, the touching part, is a connecting feeling. It connects you in energy to everything. When you see something, you can feel, you do, a lot goes on. When you hear something, you know what you heard. No one can really say you didn't hear it, especially when you're really sure. But when you touch something, that's when we connect. So if you want to use the baby as an example, since we're on pregnancy and babies, it seems this Thursday. But when you want to use a baby as an example, in the beginning, all the baby gets is touch. They get held. They are fed. When they are breastfed, that's even a different, because now they're feeling the warmth of a body. And when they touch you or they feel you, even with them wrapped and your arm is holding them, they can feel your heart beating. There's all about feeling. What they found, because it's like you wrote in your dream, you felt like it was a very basic level, and how would you know what a dent is if you never felt it before? Now I want you to take that thought and transfer it over to people you know now, people who are fully grown. What one thing we don't know, and most people who are grown don't know, is how much they were touched when they were younger. Were they held? Did they get left in their bed and allowed to cry because we didn't want to spoil them, as though they know what spoiling is? But when they're in the womb, they are totally encompassed with touching. That's all they have, is you, your movement, your heartbeat, the umbilical cord, what you eat. It's all movement just on feeling and touch alone. And they found that kids in the first 18 months of life who aren't touched and don't know that feeling, they're harder adults to bond with. Not because they're bad people, but ask this question again. And think about somebody older. How would you know what a dent is if you never felt it before? So when you meet people who aren't very, like, physically touchy-feely or aren't comfortable being touched, it's because they weren't and they don't know what that feels like early on in life. And they do have certain issues because some of them just want to fend for themselves because their needs weren't met, so they don't know what that feels like. They only know how to get their needs. Do you see that leap? They've even gone as far as saying a lot of the narcissistic type personalities that exist in our world, nobody paid attention to when they were younger. Not physically. They weren't touched. They were fed. But the parents were kind of more matter of fact about the kid and, you know, let him cry. He'll get used to crying and then he'll stop. I had one parent who said, you know, nobody ever died from crying. Okay. But here's a baby that just left the womb. A womb where it was warm and cozy and cushy. And then they come out and then someone doesn't want to carry them because they're going to spoil them for crying. So when you have a dream like this, what this dream is telling you is to understand that none of us know another person's beginning. And people are the way they are based on come from. In the first element that we have, that we can call our own on this earth, is being held, being touched, being cared for with love. And when that doesn't happen, it shows up in different ways as we become adults because we're still looking for that. Some may not be comfortable with it. Some may just be a little bit more, I don't want to say promiscuous, but more desperate for that feeling. And they're willing to settle for it from anyone because they don't know why. And the feeling of being touched is more important than who's doing the touching, who's doing the holding. Sometimes we accept behavior that's not so okay from other people because we feel like we didn't deserve the love or we were taught differently in our homes. So that very beginning about touch, we don't even talk about. That's why I say we need to pay attention to our pregnant people. Even though the person who is pregnant will start reading everything, and then they have these groups, and all the women meet. And I see it when I was working in the mall. They'd have like a group of 10 or 15 pregnant women, and they'd come in before the mall opened. They would walk and walk the mall. And then they would all go eat breakfast together and they would go home and they'd do it like 3 or 4 times a week. But these are people who are preparing themselves and have the luxury of time to do so. But we've taken everything that means a lot and said, well, so what that you're pregnant? You're not dead. You can still do this. You can still do that. Well, yeah, you could still do those things. But you're not going to be pregnant forever. You're not going to be 1 month pregnant forever. You're not going to be a brand new mom forever. Can we not stop time? Because things like touch will make a difference in who we populate our world with. So now we're taking it from the micro of a dream of a baby in a womb, but now we're talking about a dent and how would you know what that feels like? Well, the dents that they have in them when there isn't that level of intimacy available to them causes issues later on. And both of these dreams, one the fear of having children, one of a child in the womb, and talking about touch and how important that is, look at what the first dream, somebody who hasn't had a baby yet, with all the different media, all the different stuff we're told about pregnancy, has this dream that swings on both sides of the pendulum in terms of feelings. And it's finally like, but I woke up and it wasn't real. Boy, did I dodge a bullet. To how important it is to nurture that pregnancy. Because when you're pregnant, it's not, it is about you because you're the one carrying the baby. But it's not even acknowledged yet that the baby is a human being, that this baby that's developing in there is already developing, is already taking things in. It shouldn't make us nervous. It should just let us, allow us, give us time to love and take care of ourselves in a time when our bodies need it most. If a woman, you know, has that morning sickness and usually lasts all day, you know, give yourself time to rest. That's not easy to throw up all day. I did it. It's not. I did it at work. And after 5 months, they sent me home. I dehydrated. After 3 days in the hospital, they're like, okay, you're not working anymore. Thank God. You guys, my time is up. I will see you tomorrow on Questions Friday. Have a great Thursday.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.